أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
The Kurdish village of Gorma Sedo, high in the mountains of Turkey's Erzurum province. Little has changed here in centuries, and for the young, the lure of a new life in Europe is strong.
Half the people from this village are over there already. Our friends and relatives are already in France, and I would like to go there to join them.
Over 100 people from the village now live in Europe, almost half the population. In the 1990s, dozens of young men left the village for France or Germany at the height of the Kurdish PKK insurgency against the Turkish state and tried to claim political asylum. Most failed, but stayed on illegally and married to gain citizenship, later divorcing and remarrying Turkish women. Yavuz Ozer, now 24 years old, moved to France when he was 11. He returned to his home village earlier this month for the Muslim festival of Eid.
Life is comfortable there. There's work and we have jobs. I've been here for a week now, but I cannot live here anymore. I'm already bored.
The deal struck between Turkey and Europe in March, aimed at stemming the flow of migrants, includes visa-free travel for Turkish citizens to Europe.
If the visa system is lifted, many people here would go to Europe. Those who have work here and a good profession, they would stay. The rest would leave.
Saraç's mother has seen four of her children leave the village for a new life in Europe. She, too, harbors dreams of travel.
I tell my children that I want to go see them. I want to go to Izmir and to France. We'll see what happens.
Ankara has threatened to tear up the migrant deal if Europe does not grant Turkish citizens visa-free travel in the coming months. In Gorma Sedo, many sense an opportunity for a new life. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News.